The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. And we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a quick update. December is just about here, and we do have our holiday raffle coming up on December 23rd. Now, it's only $5 for one raffle ticket, but that gives you five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Lynn LeClaire, Bobby Allison, Dave Campbell, Amy Utzman, and Dustin Livers. So be sure to check that out. And for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All righty, so let's get to our show tonight. As you know, it's Mediums and Messages, and we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we'll be taking your calls live on the air. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. She is Reiki certified and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And, of course, she's lab certified in her mediumship ability, having tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. And most recently, Joanne has also been ordained as a spiritualist minister. And we're so happy to have her back with us. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Hi, Doreen. Hello, everybody. Good evening.
How are you? I haven't spoken to you in a while. How are you doing?
It's been a bit. I'm doing well. Sailing along with the rest of the universe through this.
Yes, and, awesome.
You know, doing the best you can. You know, that's all you can do in a given situation is just do the best you can. And, you know,
absolutely.
It's a good time to be reaching out and helping other people and
it is.
Offering services, especially now the holidays. So just trying to do as much as I am able to do to try to help others get through this difficult time in different ways
that
I can offer my services.
It's always great to have you back with us also on the show. And we have a few minutes to chat before we're going to open up our phone lines. But I was so excited to find out that you're writing a book. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, I started fairly recently. I got off the ground actually in October. So, but it, you know, it's a lot of work. And as you probably know, because you've written books, and you know, it's a lot of work, but it's really exciting and fun at the same time. I'm really enjoying the process.
It is
and
fun.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. Do you have a title yet, or we don't know?
I sort of do a few different things, not exactly sure. I think we're still a little ways. I'm probably about halfway through the book as far as the writing, so I still have a little ways to go. But I'm looking,
oh,
maybe,
but that's
you know,
good.
Sometime,
if you're halfway through,
sometime
that's
next
awesome.
Year. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well, you have to make sure,
very fast.
Make sure you let us know when exactly the book is coming out, because I'd love to have you back on the show, and then we can talk a little bit about it once your book is
excellent.
Out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations on that. That's always exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so
much.
Yeah. It's been some time waiting for the right opportunity to come along, the right time to do it, and a lot of reflection during COVID. So, really helped to go inward and pull some things out and try to use that information and knowledge and wisdom to help other people.
I know when I was writing it, it's kind of interesting to see where you're going to fit in that writing time around everything else. And you've got a really big schedule here, so but
I do.
Best of luck with that, and I can't wait till
I just get up a little earlier in the morning, that's all.
Yes. That's the way to do it. And this was also a really important year for you because you became ordained as a spiritualist minister.
I did.
So that's really exciting too. Congrats on that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, are you holding services, or are you with a particular church?
I'm not with a particular church right now, but I've been serving spiritual churches for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So I'm very familiar with, you know, with the churches, and besides being a member for a long time before I started serving, and, you know, being able to go to Sunday services on a regular basis now. Life has changed a little bit, but I do serve on a continual basis, at the request of the spiritual churches, and I enjoy doing that online on Zoom because I can serve all over the world. It's not just to the New England area where I'm from, so it's wonderful, and I think everything's on Zoom now. I don't know much that's not, you know, as
I
far
know.
As, like, church services.
New way of life here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, best of luck with that. And
before we
go to our first break, I also just want to mention really quickly, because I know you have events coming up. You're still teaching, and you have a new weekly class starting on December 30th via Zoom. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a 12-week beginner psychic development class. It's a weekly class. It's going to meet every Wednesday evening, so that we build our energy together as a group energy. It's a small class. There's only going to be 22 students. I find that's a perfect number to work with, where everybody gets to be, you know, gets enough attention to help them develop some skills and intuition. We're going to work with learning the human energy system, starting with the chakras and the aura, and go through, you know, guides, angels, the spirit world, doing practice readings, energy exercises, and eventually towards the end of the 12 weeks, we'll start to do some connections to spirit, or maybe sooner. As you know, with classes, you get a mixed group of people. You get beginners, you get people that have taken classes before, you get people that have absolutely no idea of what they're doing there, or they're just drawn to go, and that's great too. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to the group and the community that's going to be developed around this 12-week series. And so all the information's on my website. You can go to my calendar page at joannegerber.com, and that's where they'll find the information.
And you still have openings for this class?
I have a few. Yeah, it is filling up. Yeah.
All right. So you guys listening in, she's only got a few seats left. So you've got to get over to the website, joannegerber.com, and check out what Joanne has going on with this class and any other events that she might have coming up. But that's exciting. I know. I love teaching. I think teaching is so much fun. It really is.
I love it. And it's a Zoom class, so you can do it from your own home. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You can put on your PJs and just relax and have a cup of tea and enjoy class.
Yes. It's fun.
So I won't
What's
be doing
more fun
that, but,
than doing a Zoom
but
class?
But the students are allowed to do it.
And it's all psychic stuff. So, yeah. So be sure to check that out, everybody.
All
right.
All good
we're
gonna
stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joanne Gerber, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question for us or you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Joanne Gerber. So we're going to get to our phone lines. And before we get to our first caller, I just want to mention that if we do take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection with Spirit, we do need to hear your voice. So I'll call out to you by name and just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading or if you have a question. We love taking your questions as well. So you ready to go, Joanne?
I am ready.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Shirley calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us, Shirley?
It's Jerry, not Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again. Jerry?
Jerry.
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 Okay. Okay.
Hi, yes. Jerry.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Joanne.
Okay.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you for being our first caller. And did you have a question for me tonight, or are you looking to make a connection with Spirit?
I don't have a question. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Say that again, please. Hello?
I have no questions. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Did you want? For you.
Okay.
No,
did
I
you
just
looking
wanna...
at?
Yeah, we're having a little trouble hearing her, I think.
Yeah.
Jerry, could you speak up just a little bit? Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
If you could get one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Jerry, have you ever had a reading before?
No.
No, this is your first time?
No. Yep.
Okay. So the way it works is that I'll connect to see the energy around you, to feel that energy around you from the spirit side of life, to see who's going to be coming through to make a connection with you. And I feel a gentleman coming through from spirit. I feel like a gentleman that I want to say he might have passed in his late 60s. I feel like I want to go to father's side of the family with him. I feel like somebody that was very sick before he passed. I feel like a gentleman who really slowed down at the end of his life. I want to say he might have been late 60s, early 70s when he passed. And I feel like okay. someone who... I feel like with this connection to you, I feel like I want to go to your dad's side of the family. Do you understand this?
My dad's side of the family?
Yeah, like connected with
yeah.
your father. Do you understand that?
Okay. I do.
Okay. When I say do you understand it, I'm asking if you understand the information that I just gave you, the description about the spirit loved one that's passed. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thank you. And I feel like with this gentleman, as he's coming through, I feel like he wasn't very good at taking care of himself. I feel somebody who got very tired or might have even had, you know, some emotional stuff going on. Maybe I feel like I'm seeing a roller coaster, and I feel like emotionally like a roller coaster with him. I feel a lot of frustration in his life. Do you understand that?
Right.
Okay, yes. And I don't know whether he liked to drink or I feel like he might have smoked, maybe not right before he passed, but I am smelling cigarettes, so I feel like I've got
yes.
a smoker here. Do you understand that?
Smoker, yeah.
Okay, thank
yep,
you.
I do.
And, okay, and I don't know if this is father or grandfather, but I know he's on your father's side. And I feel
okay.
like with this gentleman, I don't know whether he had, like, the same job for a long, long time and then had to retire, whether health reasons or injury or something. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Okay. Would you understand, your father is on the other side, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and you understand all the information I just gave you, except maybe the piece about him working the same job and not being able to work anymore because of injury or illness. I feel like
right.
somebody who kind of did the same job his whole life. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I guess he did.
Okay,
because yeah.
I feel
okay.
like someone who I feel like he... I feel like someone who liked to stay in their comfort zone in life, you know. I feel like his motto might have been like, if it's working, why change it? You understand that about
right.
him?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I feel like he had a lot of health issues before he passed. I feel like there was like at least two issues going on with his health. And I feel
okay.
like I'm just getting very weak and very tired at the end of my life. And I don't know if it's heart related or blood pressure or something with the blood. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yep, it does.
Okay. Okay. So, are you one of three children here? Do you have two siblings?
I have eight siblings.
Okay. Are there like two other sisters or something, or?
No, I have five sisters.
Okay. I don't know what he's trying to say here. Let me see what he's trying to say here. Interesting. Are there two that are passed?
Yeah, two brothers.
Okay. What's that?
Two brothers.
Hello?
Passed.
Okay, you have two
Hello?
Siblings that are passed?
Right.
Yeah, she's got two
okay.
brothers.
Okay. And so I know that Dad's talking about being with the two sons, or the two children that have passed. So I know that they are together on the other side. And okay. Had one passed a bit younger, I want to say, because I feel like one went very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that I have to kind of go quickly because we have to take a lot of calls, Shirley, but I'm very sorry about your dad and your brothers, but I know that he's coming around because I feel like right now you're going through a hard time. And I feel like in his life, he knew how to deal with the hard times. I feel like he kept himself busy and kept going forward. Do you understand that with your dad?
I do.
I feel very strong with him, and I feel like he's trying to come in and just kind of lift you up and say, you know, you're a lot like me, but you're going to get through this, and things are going to be okay for you. Just stay put. And there's something, I don't know if you're thinking about traveling or someone has invited you for the holidays, but I feel like he's saying, just stay put. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. And I feel like he comes in with a lot of love, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay. I think we have to leave it there. We just about out. Okay. Thanks so much, Jerry, for the call. I hope this helped a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Okay. Let's get to our next caller. I think we have Pat calling in from New York. Are you with us, Pat?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome
Hi,
to
Pat.
The show.
Hi.
Good evening. And thank you for
Good
calling.
Evening.
Okay. And Pat, do you have a question or are you looking to make a connection?
A connection with a spirit.
Okay. So let me just tune into the energy around you from the spirit side of life, Pat. As I am linking in here, I feel a gentleman coming in from spirit. And as I connect with his energy, I feel like he might have been maybe in his, I want to say, mid-60s or mid-70s before he passed. I do feel like he got very sick at the end of his life. I don't feel like this to be a sudden passing. I feel somebody who might have had some health issues. I feel like somebody that would have been close to you, or I'm not sure if this is like a spouse or a brother to you. Do you understand this with the energy?
Yes, I do.
And I want to say with his energy, somebody that was very funny. I feel like, you know, if you were in a down kind of mood, he would be there to pick you up and lift you up and cheer you up. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
And I know that this gentleman would have had a passion for music.
Uh-huh.
And either liking to listen to music, or he might have been in the music field. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I feel like there's a connection... maybe with some special songs that were connected to him, but I feel like I want to hum or I want to sing along to music. I feel like somebody who, when he was in a good mood, he was in a very good mood. You understand that?
Oh, yes.
And is there a February connection? Show me the month of February. You understand February? Like a birthday or passing or anniversary?
Passings.
Passing, okay. And... there's a lot of people now coming in with him that I feel like he's having a party on the other side. I feel like this is a gentleman that didn't like to be alone. He liked to be around people. He was very good with people. I feel someone very generous, very kind, very welcoming. I feel somebody who could have been very hospitable. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and I know that he really cares about you. Like I said, I'm not sure if this is like a brother or a partner, but somebody who would have loved you and looked after you. You understand that, Pat?
Yes.
I really do. I just want to see what he's saying with this here. Oh, God, I don't know. I feel like, interesting. Why do I want to say, something about putting flowers in your hair. So I don't know if there's a picture that you have with flowers in your hair.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do?
I really do.
All right. I believe you. I don't think if you didn't, I don't think you would say that you did. I keep hearing the song. I don't know what song it is, but it's called Flowers in Her Hair. It's like an old 60s song or something, or 70s song. And then he showed me how beautiful you looked with the flowers in your hair. So I feel like there's a memory with that.
Oh, there is. Those yeah. are beautiful.
And I know he loves
that.
You very, very much, and he knows that right now. He wishes he could be there to hold your hand. Do you understand?
Yes.
Someone who's
I really
very,
do.
I want to say, from the other side, he's a very protective energy. And, you know, he might have let things go by when he was here, but he's watching very carefully from the other side. I feel like he's got his eye on you as far as watching over you, making sure you stay safe. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and he knows
I do.
I want to say he knows that you talk to him. He knows that you talk to him all the time. And there's something with bells or chimes or something I'm hearing. Do you have, like, wind chimes or something that jingles or bells or something hanging?
Oh, yes, I have bells all the time.
You have bells?
Yes, I do. I have them on my doorknobs. And
that's it. Thank you, because I feel like I'm opening a door. I'm hearing, like, bells ringing. So, like you know, bells clattering together, you know, on the back
yes.
of a door or something. That's what I'm hearing. So, and I don't know whether you hear these bells, excuse me, when he's not here. You know, since he's passed, that these bells actually are making noise or something by themselves.
Yes, I do get a lot of spirits in my home.
Okay, all right. So know that it's okay and it's safe. It's, you know, when you sense spirit around you, it's most likely your loved ones that are coming through, so it's nothing to fear because they're here to tell you that they love you. Okay, good. Because if you were afraid of them, you would drive them away. Fear would drive them away. So know that he's around. And there's something with Rob, too. I don't know, Robert? Is it Rob or Robert here he'd want to connect to?
Robert, yes.
Okay. There's something where I feel like to tell Robert I said hello.
All right. I will.
All right. And I'll leave you with his love. And thank you for calling tonight.
Could I just ask one question, though, before? If
sure.
you have, because I had two children who passed within a year and a half of each other, but
I'm
one
sorry.
Went very sudden, my only son. Every time I try to get a reading go to the spiritual, they never come to me.
Well, you know, we can't call people up. Unfortunately, it's not the way mediumship works. I wish I could say,
yeah.
hey, you know, and call someone up by name, have them come and talk to you, Pat. But with mediumship, we have to just trust the process for, you know, as a medium and you putting out the intention to connect with those loved ones. It doesn't mean, you know, because they haven't come through, it doesn't mean they don't love you or they haven't made it to the other side or anything like that. And it may just be, you know, when they are ready to make the communication, they will come through. It doesn't mean they're not there. I mean, of course, this is a very quick, like, 5-minute reading on the radio. So, you know, in a session, you may have a better opportunity. Like I said, there's still no guarantee, but I would say that your chances, your opportunity does increase as opposed to going to a group reading or, you know, getting a reading on the air or otherwise. So when
yes.
you when you sit privately with a medium or on Zoom, on the phone, there's more chance of a connection there.
Alrighty.
Yes,
we have to leave
I do agree with
Pat.
That.
Yeah, we have
well,
to leave
well, thank you, Pat. I'm very
fine.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, and have a nice holiday.
Yes,
you too.
Too.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think we have time for one more caller before we have to go to break. So I think we have Lauren calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Lauren?
Hi, ladies.
Hi
Hello.
There. Would you like a reading? Mini reading?
I would love a mini reading. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Gonna
okay,
turn
Lauren.
You over to Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello, Lauren. Good evening. Thank you for calling. How are you this evening?
Doing all right, thanks.
Good, good. We're all doing the best we can through this, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Lauren, as I am connecting in with you around you, I do feel a woman coming through on mother's side of the family. And as I link with her energy, I feel like it may be a grandmother vibration. You were very close with your grandmother on your mother's side of the family?
Yes.
And I know this is a woman who I want to say when she was here that if you wanted someone to do the job right, she would be the one to do it. Do you understand that with your grandmother?
Yes.
I feel like she was very organized. I don't know whether she worked in business or something, but I get kind of like the feeling of her being very organized. And I feel like she was someone who was like the glue of the family. If something was going on, she'd be the one to make the calls or organize things, put things together. I definitely feel like she was a very kind and loving woman, not afraid to show her affectionate to her family. I feel like somebody who loved to be around her family during the holidays. Also someone that maybe liked to decorate her home, too. You understand that?
Yes.
And I don't know, I keep feeling like a younger gentleman coming in beside her. Was there a younger gentleman close to you that passed or in the family that would have been maybe around 30s or 25 to 30 or so?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, because I feel a gentleman, like, I want to say, I don't know if he knew grandmother or if he was connected or a friend of the family or something, but I know that she's trying to say he's okay. With his passing, he went very quickly. You understand that?
Yes.
And I know that I feel like it just left a lot of people in shock. And I feel like with this young man, a very handsome man, he had very beautiful eyes, a very nice smile. I feel somebody who was a good friend to people. I feel someone very trustworthy or loyal. Do you understand that?
100%, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is like a brother or cousin or partner to you, but, you know, because they come in and they show me hearts, which means I know they were important in your life. I know that they cared for you and you loved them and they loved you. There's a certain sadness, like not knowing that it was going to happen this way or happen so fast with him. I kind of feel like as he's coming through here, I feel like he's taking some sort of responsibility around his passing. Like that things could have been prevented. Does that make sense to you?
It was an accident, but yes.
Okay. All right. Because I feel like there was something where, you know, maybe I had a feeling I shouldn't be doing that or going out there or, you know, there was something where I feel like he was very sensitive and he was very in touch with things. And I want to say that He might have had a quiet side with himself, with his emotions. He may not have always expressed himself because I feel like he was afraid people would judge him. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah.
And I feel things were tough. He had some tough times in his life, but I feel like he always had the love and support of his family and friends. I keep hearing like Jane or Jen. Is there a Jane or Jen or Jean connected with him?
No, not that I know of.
Somebody with a JN name that he might be trying to connect to here on the physical, not passed on. JN name or Joan or maybe if you just jot this down, sometimes it'll come through a little bit later. But I know, you know, he's trying to say, I'm okay. Everything happened really fast. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And I don't know what was going on, but it was just the weirdest thing. I feel like something very bizarre happened during this. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So I know that he's trying to say he was aware of what happened. And I know that he went very fast. I know that there is a lot of people on the other side that are there with him. He's definitely not alone. He loved dogs. He showed me a dog on the other side. So I do feel like he had a dog that passed before him, too.
Yes.
And is somebody like, I don't know, I want to say there's a name, and I'm not sure if it's an animal or person, but I'm hearing like I don't know if it's Vito or Keto or something like that. Is there somebody that's connected like with a short nickname, like they might have called him Vito or...
Not
Kiko
that I can think
or
of.
Okay, no. Something with a short name. Okay, if you just remember that I mentioned that, might be something that will come through a little bit later, okay? And I know that he's at peace, Lauren. I know that he's very grateful for you and for all the times he shared with you. I feel like you were there to help each other out in this lifetime, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, we were, I miss him terribly.
I know, and he loves you very much, and he knows that you write to him. I don't know, what's with the writing?
I have a journal that's dedicated to
you. You have
him.
His journal? Okay.
I have
and
a
you
journal
sit in
that
bed.
I write to him.
Okay, and you sit in bed and you read it or write in it, because I feel like he's with you, so know that he's there with you, okay? Because when you think of your loved one, your thoughts are energy, they connect you to your loved ones, Okay, that's how we communicate, and they're infused by the energy of love. And that love never dies, and he's always going to have that love with you and around you and watching over you. And, you know, keep talking to him and sharing the memories and handling the objects that he left behind or looking at pictures. That's the way that we make our connections energetically with our loved ones that have passed, and they do appreciate that as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. I'm very sorry about your loss, and I wish you many blessings on your journey here, and please be safe and be well, and thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Lauren. Okay, well, we're going to take a very short break, and in the meantime, check out Joanne's website, joannegerber.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joanne Gerber. And before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Home Depot, Marriott, QuickBooks, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so we have a few minutes left and we can get back to our phone lines. So do we have George on the line calling in from Florida? Are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, George.
Thank
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call, Joanne. Thank you.
Hello,
so much.
George.
Thank you for
How are you?
My call, Joanne. Good, thank you. Hanging in, as you say,
good.
One day at a time.
Staying safe, that's good. And thank you for calling in tonight, George. Do you have a question, or are you looking to make a connection with somebody that's passed on?
I wanted to make a connection tonight, please.
Okay, sure. So let me just tune into the energy around you. Interesting here. Okay. I feel a female energy coming through from the spirit side of life around you, George. And as I feel this woman, I feel like I want to say somebody that I feel like somebody who loved nature. She shows me walking outdoors. I feel like someone who would have had an appreciation of life, of the beauty of life, of flowers. I feel like someone who wasn't afraid to get her hands dirty, so to speak. I know that with this woman, I know that she would have been maybe in her 70s, maybe late 70s or maybe a little bit older before she passed. I do feel like things came very quick at the end of her life. I don't feel like there was a long illness. I feel more like a brief illness before she passed. She's shown me wearing gloves, like gardening gloves. And I don't know whether at the end of her life she couldn't use her hands or had problems or couldn't do the things that she liked to do. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
And I know that this woman would have liked, I want to say liked animal. Animals love children. I just feel like I'm smiling. Like I always have this very beautiful smile. My eyes light up. I'm not sure if she would have had lighter eyes. Did she have lighter eyes?
No, not really.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, but I know she had a lot of light in her eyes because I feel like somebody who had a way of lifting people's spirits, had a way of making you feel
yes.
comfortable and feeling safe and secure. You understand that?
Yes,
I know
yes, I
that this is a woman who always would have done her best for everybody. I feel like a woman who would have taken care of everybody. I feel like a woman who gave selflessly of herself and maybe even tried to help other people that were less fortunate. Do you understand that with her?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't know why she's showing me Mexico, but or like, I don't know, was there ever memories of a trip to Mexico?
I can't put it together. Yeah, I can't put it together okay. right now, but I'm sure something will come up.
Okay, something. I don't know whether she was wanting to go to Mexico or there was a trip or something. It might even be New Mexico. I'm not quite sure what she's saying here. But I feel like this is a woman who I feel like I'm very creative with my hands. You understand that with her?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And I feel like I like art. I like the beauty of life. Like, I feel like I like jewelry that's handmade, or maybe she might have made jewelry in her life. You understand that with her?
Yes, we do.
And I just feel like somebody who didn't need to wear a lot of makeup in life just was a very beautiful woman. And I feel like someone who, from the spirit side of life, watches over you. And you talk to her all the time. You understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Something, I feel like, at the end of her life, I feel like, was it very brief? I just feel like there wasn't enough time to make a lot of decisions or plan things. I feel like something happened faster than I thought. Do you understand that with her?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. And, interesting here. Let me see what she's showing. Is there an L connection with her or someone named Lynn or Linda connected to her?
I can't think right offhand, no.
Or Lenore or Linda or LN name. If you remember, I mentioned that. I feel like someone on the other side with her. I feel like there's a lot of family on the other side with her. I know she's not alone. And I know this is a woman who just enjoyed her peace. I feel like she didn't have to have a lot of entertainment in her life. I feel like a woman who was good at finding things to do and keeping herself busy, you know. Always there, like, you know, she would just drop everything and go if you needed something. You know, that's the way I feel about her energy. I feel a lot of love.
That's...
She's saying something else here. Was there just a birthday or a passing? I feel like I'm going back to early fall, like September, October.
No. I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. Something with September, October here. It could be connect to a birthday, anniversary, or passing, or
yes, that would make
like
more
sense. Yeah, that's what I just said. Birthday, anniversary, or passing.
Birthday.
Birthday. Okay, something to be remembered here, where I feel like you would have spent the day together, you would have done things together, you would have celebrated together.
Yes.
Are you cleaning out your house or selling a house or something?
We just sold a house.
Okay. And is everything still in boxes? Because I feel like there's still boxes to go through.
Yeah, there's still a few boxes left.
Yeah, because I feel like, and I don't know whether these are the contents of the boxes belong to her, but I know she's in the boxes, and it's like something with procrastinating or just looking at them but not doing anything with them. You understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I feel like she could be very funny. You know, she had a good sense of humor. A good wit. I feel like someone who got along with everybody.
That's
and
right.
I want to say she was not into drama at all. You understand that?
No. Very practical.
Yeah, very practical, very logical. Like, you know, I want to say that, you know, if people didn't listen to her advice, it was like, okay, I did my job. I told you what my opinion is. Why are you asking me again? You know, it's that kind of thing. It's like, it just makes sense to do it this way. I feel like she was just a no-nonsense person.
Yep.
And I know that she misses you. I know that you miss her. I know that she loves you very much. And I know that you talk to her all the time. And I don't know whether you pick up rocks or you collect stones or she did. Is there something with rocks or stones?
My wife collects rocks.
Okay. Because I feel like
yes,
someone's picking up rocks and collecting rocks or something. And I feel like I like the pretty rocks. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I leave you with her love. I'm very sorry about her passing. And know that love is an energy that never dies, George.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and you take good care and be well.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
into the show, George. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow, that's great. You're on fire tonight, my lady. All right. Let's get to another caller here. We have
smell something burning. It's me.
Yes, there we go. Okay. I believe we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, welcome
How
to
are
the
you?
Show. Going to turn you right over to Joanne.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And you're probably our last caller for the
please,
evening.
Oh, please. Thanks.
Yep, probably.
And did you want to ask a question, Kathleen, or make a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay, thank you. So let me just tune into the energy around you. You know, as I'm linking in here, I feel somebody younger coming through passing. And I feel like somebody that passed very quickly. And as I'm linking in with their energy, I feel like this may be a connection with like an accident or somebody passed very unexpectedly in a motor vehicle. Do you understand this?
Yes. Do you know if it's male or female?
Well, I feel the energy building, so I want to make sure I'm correct with this. As this is coming in, I do feel like this. I want to say this energy feels to me like a female, and I feel a very soft energy or female energy. It doesn't always mean it's a female, but I feel a very gentle soul with this person. You understand that about them?
Yes.
Very light energy. And I want to say, let me just ask them to come in a little closer here. There's something with, I feel like things got out of control before they passed. You understand that?
Maybe.
there's something where I feel like something, I feel like I didn't know it was going to happen the way that it did, but I couldn't do anything about it. Does that make sense to you? That's what I mean by, like, out of their control.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Because that's the way I'm sensing this. And I feel like, would you understand this? I don't feel like it's a female. I feel like it's a male energy with somebody that's very, I want to say, inward or kept a lot of things to himself. You understand that?
Yes.
Somebody that maybe didn't tell you everything that was going on in his life or didn't want you to worry about him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
But I feel like I want to say I'm sorry about what happened around the passing. Do you understand that? There's something where I feel like he's showing me forth with his head down, feeling regrets around his passing.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Because of the tragedy,
I don't know whether,
yes.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said because of the tragedy of it.
Okay. And I know that he didn't want to leave this way, but I feel like he hurt a lot of people, or maybe he wasn't being careful or mindful before this accident happened or something. I'm not quite sure what happened, but it was beyond his control. There was nothing he could do when it happened. I feel like, you know, there was nothing he could do. It was big. Whatever it was much more powerful than him, or I don't know whether it was a road accident or something, or equipment or something very heavy, where I feel like I'm just going unconscious very fast here. You understand?
Yes.
And would this be like a son or a son-in-law to you?
Cousin.
Cousin? Okay. Somebody you were very close with then. You would have known a lot about his life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like someone who is just starting to make, like, turn the corner or success or prosperity in his life, where things were just starting to get better. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yes.
And because I feel like I want to say things were cut short. I thought everything was going good, and then this happened kind of thing. So it may also be that he wants to also connect with his mom is still here on the physical life.
No.
Passed on? Okay, somebody, there's a female here. Does he have a sister here or somebody that he'd want to connect to, like an older sister or something?
Oh, yes, he's got three sisters, actually.
Okay. Because I feel like there was no closure for them. They couldn't say goodbye, and I feel like he's coming through to say, I'm okay. I'm okay. And is his father also passed? Because there's a gentleman with him on the other side.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they might have had maybe not the closest relationship, but I feel like they're closer now, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, because his dad passed when he was very young.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe they didn't get to know each other or something, but I feel like I want to say I'm having good conversations with Dad, like to let people know that Dad's here with me, you know, that I was able to reach Dad and be together with Dad. So that might be something important for the family. If, you know, not everybody's open to it, but if you can certainly pass those messages along. And, you know, I feel like he's coming through to you to get those messages to his family, Kathleen.
Great.
And I thank you for calling in tonight. And
thank you.
Let them know that he is okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay, you're
thank
welcome.
You,
take care.
Well, we are just about out of time. I can never believe how fast this hour goes. It just zooms right by. But I do want to thank our guest, Joanne Gerber, for joining us this evening. And Joanne, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they would like to schedule a private reading with you, the best way is through the website?
Yep, joannegerber.com, or you can also join me on my Facebook page, Psychic Medium Joanne Gerber.
Okay, very good. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick reminder, next Thursday evening there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio, as we wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. And Signs of Life will be back on the air the following Thursday on December 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, so we hope that you'll tune in for the show. And thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you would like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.